First Century, paragraphs 71 through 80. Number 71. But what life wouldst thou lead, and by what laws wouldst thou thyself be guided? For none are so miserable as the lawless and disobedient. Laws are the rules of blessed living. Thou must therefore be guided by some laws. What wouldst thou choose? Surely, since thy nature and God's are so excellent, the laws of blessedness and the laws of nature are the most pleasing. God loved thee with an infinite love, and became by doing so thine infinite treasure. Thou art the end unto whom he liveth, for all the lines of his works and counsels end in thee, and in thy advancement. Wilt not thou become to him an infinite treasure, by loving him according to his desert? It is impossible but to love him that loveth. Love is so amiable that it is irresistible. There is no defense against that arrow, nor any deliverance in that war, nor any safeguard from that charm. Wilt thou not live unto him? Thou must of necessity live unto something, and what so glorious as his infinite love? Since therefore laws are requisite to lead thee, what laws can thy soul desire than those that guide thee in the most amiable paths to the highest end? By love alone is God enjoyed, by love alone delighteth in, by love alone approached or admired. His nature requires love, thy nature requires love. The law of nature commands thee to love him, the law of his nature and the law of thine. Number 72. There is in love two strange perfections that make it infinite in goodness. It is infinitely diligent in doing good, and it infinitely delighteth in that goodness. It takes no pleasure comparable in anything to that it takes in exalting and blessing, and therefore hath it made thee a comprehension infinite to see all ages, and an affection endless to love all kingdoms, and a power fathomless to enjoy all angels, and a thirst insatiable to desire and delight in them, and a never-wearied faculty all-sufficient to love, number, take in, prize, and esteem all the varieties of creatures and their excellencies in all worlds, that thou mayest enjoy them in communion with him. It is all obligation that he requires it. What life would thou lead? Would thou love God alone? God alone cannot be beloved. He cannot be loved with a finite love, because he is infinite. Were he beloved alone, his love would be limited. He must be loved in all with an unlimited love, even in all his doings, in all his friends, in all his creatures. Everywhere in all things thou must meet his love, and this the law of nature commands, and it is thy glory that thou art fitted for it. His love unto thee is the law and measure of thine unto him, his law unto all others the law and obligation of thine unto all. Number 73. His nature requireth that thou love all those whom he loves, and receives him in all those things wherein he gives himself unto thee. Their nature loveth to be beloved, and being amiable require love as well as delight in it. They require it both by desert and desire. Thy nature urges it, for without loving thou art desolate, and by loving thou enjoyest. Yea, by loving thou expandest and enlargest thyself. And the more thou lovest art, the more glorious. Thou lovest all thy friends' friends, and needest not to fear any dearth of love or danger of insufficiency. For the more thou loves thy friend, thy sovereign friend, the more thou lovest all his friends, which showeth the endless proneness of love to increase and never to decay. O my soul, thou livest in all those whom thou lovest, and in them enjoys all their treasures. Number 74. Miraculous are the effects of divine wisdom. He loves everyone, makes everyone infinitely happy, and is infinitely happy in everyone. He gives all the world to me. He gives it to everyone in giving it to all, and giving it wholly to me in giving it to everyone for everyone's sake. He is infinitely happy in everyone, as many times, therefore, as there are happy persons, he is infinitely happy. Everyone is infinitely happy in everyone. Everyone, therefore, is as many times infinitely happy as there are happy persons. He is infinitely happy above all their happiness in comprehending all, and I, comprehending his and theirs, am, oh, how happy! Here is love, here is kingdom, where all are knit in infinite unity, all are happy in each other, all are like deities, everyone the end of all things, everyone supreme, everyone a treasure and the joy of all, and everyone most infinitely delighted in being so. All things are ever joys for everyone's sake, and infinitely richer to everyone for the sake of all. The same thing is multiplied by being enjoyed, and he that is greatest is most my treasure. This is the effect of making images, and by all their love is every image infinitely exalted, comprehending in his nature all angels, all cherubims, all seraphims, all worlds, all creatures, and God over all, blessed forever. Number 75. Being to lead this life within, I was placed in paradise without, with some advantages which the angels have not, and being designed to immortality and an endless life, was to abide with God from everlasting to everlasting in all his ways. But I was deceived by my appetite and fell into sin. Ungratefully I despised him that gave me my being. I offended in an apple against him that gave me the whole world. But thou, O Savior, art here upon the cross, suffering for my sins. What shall I render unto thee for so great a mercy? All thanksgiving is too weak, and all expression too feeble. I give thee myself, my soul, and my body I offer unto thee. It is unworthy of thee, but thou lovest me. Wash me with thy blood from all my sins, and fill me with thy Holy Spirit, that I may be like unto thee. So shall I praise thy name acceptably for evermore. Amen. Number 76. And now, O Lord, heaven and earth are infinitely more valuable than they were before, being all bought with thy precious blood. And thou, O Jesus, art a treasure unto me far greater than all those. At what rate or measure shall I esteem thee? Thou hast restored me again to the friendship of God, to the enjoyment of the world, to the hope of eternal glory, to the love of angels, cherubims, and men, to the enjoyment and obedience of thy holy laws, which alone are sweeter to me than the honey and the honeycomb, and more precious than thousands of gold and silver. Thou hast restored me above all to the image of God. And thou hast redeemed all ages and kingdoms for me alone, who am commanded to love them as thou dost. O that I might be unto them as thou art! O that I might be unto thee as thou art to me, as glorious and as rich in love! O that I might die for thee! O that I might ever live unto thee! In every thought, in every action of life, in every moment, I bless thee for renewing the old commandment upon new obligations among sinners. As I have loved you, so ye also love one another. O let thy love be in me, that thy joy may be fulfilled in me for evermore. Number 77. Now, O Lord, I see the greatness of thy love wherewith thou died, and by thy actions, more than by thy sufferings, admire thee. But henceforth I will more admire thee by thy sufferings. For considering that such actions went before, what love must move thee to come into the place of guilty sinners. Number 78. Lord, I lament and abhor myself that I have been the occasion of thy sufferings, of these thy sufferings. I had never known the dignity of my nature, hadst not thou esteemed it. I had never seen or understood its glory, hadst not thou assumed it. Be thou pleased to unite me into thee in the bands of an individual love, that I may ever more live unto thee and live in thee. And by how much the more vile I have been, let my love be so much, O Lord, the more violent henceforth, and fervent unto thee. O thou who wouldst never have permitted sin, hadst thou not known how to bring good out of evil, have pity on me. Hear my prayer, O my God, since pity embalms love, let thine come enriched and be more precious to me, miserable sinner. Let the remembrance of all the glory wherein I was created make me more serious and humble, more deep and penitent, more pure and holy before thee. And since the world is sprinkled with thy blood, and adorned with all kingdoms and ages for me, which are heavenly treasures and vastly greater than heaven and earth, let me see thy glory in the preparation of them, and thy goodness in their government. Open unto me the gate of righteousness, that I may enter into the new Jerusalem. Number 79. My Lord, thou head of the Holy Catholic Church, I admire and praise thee for purchasing to thyself such a glorious bride, and for uniting us all by the blood of thy cross. I beseech thee, Let my love unto all be regular like thine, and pure and infinite. Make it divine and make it holy. I confess I can see, but I cannot moderate, nor love as I ought. I pray thee for thy loving kindness' sake, supply my want in this particular, and so make me to love all, that I may be a blessing to all, and well pleasing to thee in all. Teach me wisdom, how to expend my blood, estate, life, and time in thy service for the good of all, and make all them that are round about me wise and holy as thou art, that we might all be knit together in godly love, and united in thy service to thy honor and glory. Number 80. My excellent friend, you see that there are treasures in heaven and earth fit to be enjoyed, besides those of king's courts and taverns. The joys of the temple are the greatest joys were they understood. They are the most magnificent, solemn, and divine. There are glorious entertainments in this miserable world, could we find them out. What more delightful can be imagined than to see a Savior at this distance, dying on the cross to redeem a man from hell, and to see oneself the beloved of God and all kingdoms, yea, the admired of ages, and the heir of the whole world. Hath not his blood united you and me? Cannot we see and love and enjoy each other at 100 miles distant? In him is the only sweet and divine enjoyment. I desire but an amiable soul in any part of all eternity, and can love it unspeakably. And if love it, enjoy it. For love implies pleasure, because it is ever pleased with what is beloved. Love God and Jesus Christ and angels and men, which you are made to do as naturally as the sun is made to shine, and the beauty of the Holy Ghost dwelling in you will make you my delight, the treasure of the holy angels. You will at last be seen by me and all others, in all your thoughts and in all your motions. In the meantime, delight only in the love of Jesus, and direct all your love unto him. Adore him, rejoice in him, admire his love, and praise him, secretly and in the congregation. Enjoy his saints that are round about you. Make yourself amiable, that you may be admitted to their enjoyment, by meekness, temperance, modesty, humility, charity, chastity, devotion, cheerfulness, gratitude, joy, thanksgiving. Retire from them that you may be the more precious, and come out unto them the more wise. So shall you make the place wherein you live a nest of sweet perfumes, and every soul that is round about you will be a bed of honor and sweet repose unto you. There is a note. This section is crossed through in the original manuscript as though the author intended it to be omitted.